This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Sharit Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning. Now, it is 7:35 in the morning, and in about half an hour, we're going to be having the breakfast grill with Sharit. You'll be speaking to Carmelo Felito. He's the senior fellow at Ideas.
That's right. So I'll be speaking to him later. And as you know, Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, Ideas, they've just released their 2019 policy ideas on affordable homes yesterday. So we'll have a lot of questions, especially with regards to Malaysian property sector, since it has been making a lot of headlines recently, especially on the topic of affordable homes, as well as property overhang, as well as not forgetting the role of the government.
That exciting stuff. And that's going to be happening after the 8 o'clock news, so be sure to stay tuned. In the meantime, tech stocks saw the biggest percentage gain of any of the 11 S&P 500 sectors this year, and they regained their front-runner status after the late December lows when the Nasdaq fell below 6,200 points. Today, the Nasdaq's hovering at around the 7,800-point mark. That's a 26% rally. However, the recent escalation of the trade war has added more volatility into the mix and clouded the outlook for the tech sector.
Tech stocks were also impacted by antitrust investigations which started early last week on Amazon, Apple, Facebook and Alphabet's Google on their misuse of massive market power. As such, Nasdaq tumbled about 10% in May to enter into correction territory since then, but it has bounced from that dip and has risen 7% since.
So to help us understand why markets are choosing to ignore the bad news, we have on the line Jonathan Curtis, Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Franklin Equity Group. Good morning, Jonathan. So how sustainable is this bounce in tech stocks, or are we just looking at a dead cat bounce?
Yeah, so first off, it's great to be joining you. Thank you for having me. So we try not to get too wrapped around the axle on short-term movements. We tend to take advantage of near-term volatility to buy some of the names we like for the long-term. So we try and have a very long 3 to 5 year outlook. And we think the fundamentals over the next 3 to 5 years for tech broadly, especially those names that are tied to the big theme of digital transformation, we think the fundamentals for those opportunities are really, really good at this point.
And in the long term, can we still bank on the FANGs for growth, or should we be looking elsewhere? And, what other tech stocks should we be looking out for?
Yeah. So we are underweight the FANGs in the strategy that we operate. We think there are a number of really promising names that are less discovered that investors should be doing work on. So a number of those you can find in our top 10 holdings, names like a Salesforce or a Workday or a ServiceNow, or even a name like a Twilio or an Alteryx, all very interesting names, all core to the big opportunity of digital transformation and the supporting themes like AI and machine learning.
And as we've seen from trade tensions, technology, particularly 5G, has become a hot-button topic. Now, what 5G-related stocks should we look out for?
Sure. So, there's a number of ways investors can get exposure to the opportunity. We tend to avoid the telecom equipment companies like Ericsson or Nokia, because the carriers tend to exert a tremendous amount of power over those companies. And increasingly, companies like Huawei and ZTE in China are finding their way into markets that Ericsson and Nokia used to do very well in. So we get our exposure to 5G through more attractive names in the semiconductor space, names like an Analog Devices or a Texas Instruments or even a Xilinx are all very nicely leveraged to the 5G opportunity. We like the tower companies. These are the companies that help the carriers distribute their spectrum out to our mobile devices. Very good businesses. They have pricing power over the carriers. Anytime the carriers want to touch the towers, they have to pay the tower operators. So a very, very good business. But then there's a number of themes that come off of 5G, like Internet of Things, for example. We think the number of devices connected to the network is going to go up dramatically in the years ahead, enabled by 5G. So we own a number of companies around data and around the management of those IoT devices that are really exciting, all, again, leveraged to the 5G opportunity.
So, Jonathan, overall, what would you say are your current top tech picks?
Yeah. So we own, in the strategy I manage, we own about 70 names. We're underweight the FANGs, but names that we are very positive on here at these levels are names like Workday. They help businesses understand and engage with their employees in a much more tech-centric way, but they're also helping businesses now manage their financial operations. Salesforce.com helps businesses better understand and support and service their customers in digital ways. And then ServiceNow is helping enterprises take costs out of their operations and to better manage their workflows in more digital ways. We also like names like Twilio that help businesses connect with their customers through their mobile devices, through their voice and their texting application, but also an increasing number of channels. And then we've been doing a lot of work recently on a small company called Alteryx. They help businesses, help regular people, business analysts inside of a business, better do analytics on very large data sets, leveraging basic skills, but ultimately allowing these business analysts to be as productive as a data scientist who may have advanced coding skills.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. And that was Jonathan Curtis, Portfolio Manager at Franklin Equity Group, weighing in with his thoughts on the tech sector. And earlier, we also mentioned antitrust investigation on the FANG stocks. And those are expected to remain volatile since the investigations will take some time to resolve. We're coming up on a couple of messages, and after that, more local news for you. So be sure to keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.